For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. Though the city of Memphis's municipal elections are well behind us, there is still some unfinished business to come from them. With us again today is political analyst Otis Sanford. Welcome back.
Glad to be here, Chris.
Otis, there was a big investigative piece in the Commercial Appeal last week about what's called these pay-to-play ballots. These are flyers distributed by certain groups that look like official party recommendations. One main group was called the Greater Memphis Democratic Club. And if you didn't look really carefully, you might think the Democratic Party was endorsing these folks. Otis, what is the concern with these pay-to-play ballots in the future?
Well, in the future, the issue has been the same as it has been in the past, that people are profiting off of pulling the wool over the eyes of the voters by distributing ballots that look like official party ballots when they are not. But let's be clear, ballot manipulation has been part of politics in this city for decades.
So what do we do about this? You get this ballot that shows up in your mailbox or it's handed to you. Is this just about being eagle-eyed when it comes to what you receive in the mail?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think it speaks to the need to do your own homework. But there's really not a whole lot you can do about it. It's, you know, freedom of speech is also involved here. You just have to, as a consumer, beware of what you're getting.
Here's another issue we've been talking about lately. One of the perennial questions that comes up in the debate over police recruitment and retention in Shelby County is whether to have a residency requirement for officers. And that is Memphis Police in the Shelby County Sheriff's Office. You have to live within Shelby County. Police Director Michael Rawlings says this is a big issue. Are there really enough people, say, living in West Memphis or just down in Mississippi that are hankering for jobs in the police department?
Well, if you listen to Michael Rawlings, you would think it is. I've never been shown any data that speaks to that. But now you have Rawlings and the mayor saying, no, let's relax the rule. As long as you live within a 2-hour drive of Memphis.
Which is quite a commute.
I mean, you could live in Water Valley, Mississippi and still come here and be a police officer here. I'm not all that comfortable with somebody policing, say, South Memphis or Orange Mound or Frazier. And then when they get off, they go down to Holly Springs or, as you mentioned, West Memphis or Marion or even Jonesboro. That's within 2 hours from here, and live over there and take their taxpayer money.
Well, that raises a question. Is it about the money? Is it about taking these taxpayer dollars out maybe to another state? Or is this about not knowing the culture of the area that you're serving?
I think it's both. You will have some Memphis-centric politicians and former politicians who will argue that taxpayer money going to city employees should stay within the city. But you would also, the other argument is, you need to have some vested interest in the area in which you are policing. You know, policing is a specialized thing here. We're talking about people who have daily contact with human beings who police them, and the community needs to know the police officers who are there. And I think the best way to do that is to have somebody who has a vested interest in the community in which they police.
Well, let's swing down across the border for a minute and look at the governor's race in Mississippi. You've got the far-right Lieutenant Governor Tate Reeves against the gun-toting lawman Jim Hood, and he's the Democrat. Is Mississippi, to you, a test case to see if Trump fatigue could help moderates get back into state office?
It would be a monumental victory for Democrats if Jim Hood wins this election. But the latest poll shows him only down by 3 percentage points with a margin of error of 4 points. So it would be a very interesting test case. If anybody has a chance of winning a statewide office, a governor in Mississippi, it would be Jim Hood. But you notice he doesn't even mention the word Democrat in any of his campaign ads. And as you just mentioned, I mean, his latest ads has him with a handgun on his side, with a rifle, shooting a bottle. I mean, he says, I bait my own hook and I drive my own truck. I mean, that is a Republican ad if there ever was one. So he's trying to appeal to those middle of the road and disaffected Republicans.
Well, finally, Otis, anyone who listens to public radio knows there's one taboo subject in our realm. That is sports. So before we get shut down today, this Saturday in Memphis is something called College Game Day. ESPN is broadcasting from Beale Street. Is this the kind of national attention the University of Memphis has been really looking for in its athletic program?
Well, no question about it. But for football, which is the biggest moneymaker of all sports, this is a huge deal, not just for the University of Memphis, but for the city itself. To have what is a premier televised sports show and to have it in your city, it's huge for the city, it's huge for the taxpayers and businesses, because there will be a lot of money spent on Beall Street on a Saturday morning when there's generally no money spent on Beall Street on a Saturday morning.
Restaurants have said they're going to be opening at 7 a.m. on Beall Street.
Fully staffed.
Right.
Because there will be thousands of people. Even though it might be a little chilly, they'll be down there to be on national television. This is a huge deal, and I don't mind showing my homerness here that I will be fully supporting the Tigers that night. It is a huge benefit for the city of Memphis.
Well, political analyst Otis Sanford joins us each week. Thanks again.
Thank you, Chris.
This is WKNO News.